Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Eros Evolution. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee, and you are on Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. I am a clinical sexologist, and my company is called Eros Coaching. I'm a Singaporean Chinese based in Singapore. And because of the time difference, with the hour moving forward, it is now 4 a.m. in Singapore. I have today with me Dr. Roberts and Janelle Alex. The title of today's show is Transcendent Lovemaking. Your sex life can become a gateway to spirit and to guidance from beyond. Synchronistic events, serendipities, heightened confidence, enhanced creativity, improved problem-solving skills, all of these can begin to show up in your daily life when you experience transcendent lovemaking with intent. So we have spirituality and relationship experts, Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex, who will share with you how you can begin to experience this. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Martha. It's a pleasure.
So your website is the Spiritual Peak Center, am I right?
That is, it is one of our websites, One of the newer things that we have recently launched is missiondatenight.com. So it covers everything as well. And it completely focuses on the relationships, whereas the Spiritual Peak Center really just focuses so much on spirituality.
Great. So missiondatenight.com.
Yes.
Okay. So let's get into the show. Can you tell us more whether your work has always been focused on relationship and spirituality?
Not always.
No, it's been an evolution in progress. So as we grew and expanded, so did what we taught and what we wanted to bring to the world.
Mm-hmm. I taught dance for 20 years. I was a dancer and a gymnast. So my first company I started when I was a tender 19 years old. And I had that business for 15 years. And like I said, I taught for 20. To me, later, I really looked back and said, oh, I was still very connected to my sexual energy through the creative movement of the body, even though I was working at that time, of course, with children. So I came to realize that. And just about 6 years ago, Rob and I really shifted and began to focus on relationships and couples. So it's somewhat newer in our lives.
Right. And I'd always had an interest in relationships and sexuality, but it wasn't until I had a spiritual awakening where it really started to blossom and I really started to understand more about how immensely powerful this energy is.
That's fantastic. I know that both of you work together alongside each other, and you have several products, books, podcasts. What is your biggest achievement, you would say?
Our biggest achievement, honestly, I think for us, we were one of the stories here in the United States when the economic crisis came about a few years ago, which not everyone has recovered from. But we were an affluent couple. We had a company that wasn't focused on couples, but we had what had been Rob's family's business. And we owned it at the time, but unfortunately, due to a lot of financial loss within our community, we lived in a small community, we were one of the stories that lost everything. We lost our business. We lost our rental homes that we owned. We lost our house that we lived in. And we moved into the slightly renovated garage of my parents. So it was a very horribly humbling experience. But for us to grow closer as a couple, and that actually is about the same time that Rob, due to a transcendent lovemaking experience between us, that he ended up having the spiritual awakening, and we grew individually and as a couple so much more from that. And I think for us, to me, that's probably our biggest achievement, to have come through all that and to be closer to each other and stronger, and then to be able to express that to other couples in the world.
Thank you so much for sharing this story. You know how a lot of people, we look up to them and see how successful they are, and we forget that, you know, all of us go through trials and tribulations, and the hardest times that we go through sometimes is the most important time in our life where we really grow up and become the persons that we are. And sometimes that shifts our whole focus in our lives. And that's probably why both of you are so passionate and good at what you're doing right now.
You know, it is fascinating to me. And I am very humbled by the fact that just on iTunes alone, we have we're approaching 400,000 downloads of our Sexy Challenges brand. And to know that we're reaching that many people is just fascinating to me.
People want to follow good work. So tell me a little bit more about what Sexy Challenges is really about.
Well, Sexy Challenges started out as I wanted to get into this field, and I just wanted to help people have a better sex life. And this was before I had my spiritual awakening. So I was constructing these, and basically what they are, they're little ebooks that you pick up, and it gives you a specific challenge to complete or to, you know, experience with your lover. But after I had my spiritual awakening, they started taking on that spiritual feeling also, and they started to blossom. And to me right now, they are something amazing for a couple. You know, obviously this isn't something that you're going to use to improve a broken relationship. This is something for those that have a good relationship, and it's going to make it that much better, bringing the spiritual aspect into it.
And I just would like to clarify, because yes, they come in the form of an ebook, and of course they're available in the iBooks on iTunes, and they're available on Amazon for the Kindle and Barnes & Noble for the Nook, but they're not, I don't really consider them ebooks. I mean, I know that's the format, but they're activities that they're effortless ideas that are handed to you. You just happen to read them.
And so the title of the book is called Sexy Challenges, Sacred and Sensual Experiences for Lovers.
Yes.
So it's that's just the big one. That one has 50 sexy challenges.
It has
in
the
it.
First 50. And yes. So there is 87
of those.
87 out. Individual ones that are all out there available individually.
And how has the sales been like? Because I understand that this is a best-selling product.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where that's the biggest part of that nearly 400,000 downloads just from iTunes alone. I don't have the numbers in front of us for Amazon or Barnes & Noble, though they're very successful there as well. But the iTunes numbers just in of itself is a lot. Yes. We're very happy about that. It's a nice feeling.
Fantastic. So what you are saying, Rob, is that this is a good way to spice up their sex lives if their sex life is kind of maybe in the rut, and there are lots of activities that they can consider doing to enhance their relationship.
Right. Well, the thing about it is it gives you the activity, but it also gets you communicating. You know, and that's a big thing. We all talk about that. Communication is so important in a relationship. But as you sit down and you plan these out or decide when you're going to try to, you know, accomplish this, you have to start talking. You know, you can't just throw it on the table and say, here, we're going to do this. there takes some communication, some planning a lot of times. So it makes it, it starts to grow inside of you instead of just saying, okay, we're gonna light a fire. We're gonna start with a slow burn and it's gonna just increase.
Well, and another thing that I really like about them is that we share a variety of different concepts, different spiritual beliefs. You know, we bring in things that maybe are from Wiccan or from, you know, Buddhist perspectives, or we may bring in, I know there's one called Voodoo Love Doll. And of course, at least over here in the U.S., so many people think, oh, voodoo, and they think it's evil. And so it teaches them the beautiful aspects and how then they can actually bring these different pieces into their lives. So it offers them information and educational information and a way to actually blend that into their intimate play. And I think that, in my opinion, is just freaking cool. I know we write them, but I really do think it's cool.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, I'm just reflecting on this number, 400,000 on iTunes. That's quite remarkable, you know, to be able to reach out and help so many people with your work.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we've...
It's amazing to us, too. Yeah. I mean, we really are honored by it. And like I said earlier, to be able to touch that many people, you know, and to have a helping hand in maybe creating more love, creating more intimacy in the world is just, you know, it sets my soul on fire.
Well, and I think, you know, Martha, I would think that this is a part of what you teach, but the idea, so many people don't understand that their sexuality and their spirituality go hand in hand. And they have a huge disconnect between the two. And that's something that Rob and I are very, very passionate about, getting people to understand the beauty in merging those and becoming aware that they are deeply connected and that your sexuality can be an amazing, beautiful path to connect to your spiritual self.
Fantastic. So we're coming up to a break, and after the break, we will talk more about the link between sexuality and spirituality. So stay tuned.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha, and I'm a sexologist. I have with me experts in sacred and sensual relationships, Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex. They are the co-founders of the Spiritual Peak Center, the Authors Talk About It podcast, and the Mission Date Night podcast and adventures. You can check out their website, including missiondatenight.com. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just before break, we were talking about the link between sexuality and spirituality and how important it is. Could you elaborate on that?
Me first? Okay.
Yeah. Ladies first.
Well, I think so many people, and I can speak from a female perspective, obviously, better than a male perspective since I'm not a guy, but we think that sex is focused on the physical. People, and unfortunately, there are a lot of relationship coaches, and there are many, and Martha, I'm sure you probably realize this, but there are many sex therapists and sex coaches and psychologists, for that matter, that want to focus on, ooh, let's get these people to orgasm faster, or, you know, you've got a dysfunction, there's something wrong with you if your body doesn't react in this particular way. And sex, truly, it just shouldn't be defined in a physical way. It's so much more than that. Mind you, I do technically think that sex and lovemaking are kind of two different things, but it is so much more than that. It's about merging your personal soul or your energy with your partner's. Now, mind you, for that matter, if you want to self-pleasure, that's kind of a different, you know, you got to talk about it in a different way, but it's still about merging that energy, opening up your energy field to the spiritual information. You know, I'll often say that we kind of tap into our creativity or our sexual energy in that way. And our sexual selves don't necessarily have to have anything to do with our sexual activity. It's about feeling sexy and more confident. And so that sexual energy comes out in a different way that gets shared with the entire world, not just, you know, with your partner in your sacred intimate play.
Well, and another thing I want to add to that is, you know, as Janelle said, the physical part of sex is great. It feels wonderful. It's beautiful. But like she said, there's so much more. But part of that is being able to have fun and excitement and laughter with your partner during this. I mean, many people don't want to associate laughter with their sex life, but I think it's vitally important.
Yeah.
When we're making love or when we're having intimacy and it's fun and we're laughing, you know, there's a whole world that opens up to us that isn't there just with physical pleasure.
Yeah, I completely agree. I have, you know, because I'm based in Singapore, I have all these Asians coming to me who are very new to sex, late bloomers, you can call them. And they just take sex so seriously. It's always about procreation for them. And it's just, they're just always fixated with the things that they should do the proper way. And they don't really understand how, you know, it can be fun and exciting. And, you know, it's okay to be silly and laugh and themselves in the bedroom. And that's really hard for them.
Yes. And, you know, because we often share that Rob's dissertation for his doctorate was on the correlation between laughter and orgasm.
Oh, wow.
And so I edited his dissertation. So I've been through all of his research as well. And because you think about it, if you have one of those just gut-wrenching laughs where your tears are running down your face and it hurts because you're laughing so hard almost, but it's uncontrollable and it's actually such an utter sense of joy. And there's such a connection and a correlation between that and that uncontrollable moment of whether you say climax or orgasm. Again, I think those are two different things, but that experience that you really don't have that control over the physical body at that moment or those handful of seconds.
I'm so interested with the topic of laughter and orgasm for your dissertation, Rob, because I am a laughter yoga leader in Singapore.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I have written two articles around the link of sex and laughter, and I would be so interested to find out more by reading your dissertation.
We'll have to send it to you.
Yeah,
sure.
But I mean, the big thing for me when I started thinking about it was just how we don't really have control over those two, the laughter and the orgasm. You know, when you hit that point, you're kind of In both cases, you're kind of at the mercy of what's going on. Mm-hmm. I know there's several times that I'll get to laughing and I just can't stop. And Janelle will be hitting me like, stop laughing. And I just can't stop.
That's not nice or whatever.
But with orgasm, it's the same way. We hit that point, and for those, like Janelle said, for those brief seconds, we are out somewhere else. And I have a whole philosophy on that. That when we orgasm, we actually go and live another lifetime in those few seconds, mm-hmm. obviously. But in the spiritual world, that's a lifetime. And for me, that's very evidenced because I get visions at the point of orgasm. And I relate those to other experiences in concurrent lives.
Right. And I, you know, what I, because he and I view it a little bit differently, but I definitely think that it offers you the opportunity to connect to something in the spiritual realm, whether it's a different lifetime or it's your guides or even just some precognition and being able to connect with something that you're going to encounter in this life, because Rob does that. Those visions so often then end up showing up in his daily normal life. And sometimes they're silly. They don't seem to have any meaning. And other times they're like, wow, that's really, it's like a signpost that says, go this way. So.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's really, really remarkable hearing what you're saying, Rob, because you have very spiritual visions and all that when you have an orgasm. So tell us more about how your sex life can actually help you connect with your spirituality and with what you mentioned, your spirit guides.
So the brief version, if we can. In 2010, I was in grad school. I was studying transpersonal psychology with a specialization in spiritual psychology. And I wasn't studying anything to do that was focused on sexuality. But that was one of the first papers that came through essays that I had to read had to do with transcendent lovemaking. And so I passed that off to him, and because I call Rob Mr. Frisky, and I said, here you go, you're going to want to read this. And he was, you know, with where we grew up, it was very rigidly Christian, and we neither one were comfortable with that. It didn't make sense to us. So, he was like, whatever, I don't want anything to do with spiritual stuff. And I've always connected, and I've always had the prophetic dreams and being able to communicate with my guides. And so for me, it's easy, and I can just kind of connect anywhere, anytime. And Rob was always like, okay, hon, that's great. Good for you. So when I gave him this, and he was like, wait, I could maybe connect through our sex life. And sure enough.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I set my intentions. I was like, okay, I'm going to see what happens. I am going to focus on the spiritual side during our next lovemaking session. And that's what I did. And I was expecting something grand, fireworks, explosions, something like that. And I just got a vision. It was like I was laying in the forest looking up at these amazing trees. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I got something, but I don't know what that means. It's kind of not as exciting as I thought I was going to be, you know, until a little later on.
It was about a month, I think, later, and I had to travel across the country to a workshop for my graduate school, and which meant I was in California at that time. Rob came and met me afterwards so we could just have a couple of days, whatever. And I felt so compelled. For some reason, at the time, I couldn't put my finger on why, but I just knew I had to take him to the Redwood Forest. So we went, and he wanted to take me to do something else. And I had to go, no. Yeah. And so I took him, we went there to the National Forest there, and it was within a few moments that he looked up and he saw, that was the first time he saw one of those visions in real life, but, you know, or in waking reality, as I call it. But he saw the exact image, you know, and it was literally above his head. Then he was looking up into the canopy. Right. And that was what I consider his spiritual
and
awakening.
That's when everything started to change. That's when, you know, obviously I felt like I had been just cut open and all my emotions flowed out. I was crying. I'm not a crier, you know, normally.
Not like crying.
Yeah. And it was just like this beautiful experience. And I knew then that this was my calling, that this was what I was supposed to do in the world.
So within a few months, to give you the answer on the guides, within just a few months after that, I was at a graduate program of some sort again. And I knew we were going to be doing some dream studies and so forth, because I happen to love that piece too. And I had a dream that night, and I knew that we had to take in our dream the next morning to our workshop or whatever and get ready to talk about it. And I had this very powerful dream. And part of what that dream was, there was this huge black wolf. And technically they're not black, but that's how I describe him. And he was standing there and he's just staring at me. And there's a whole pack of wolves, mind you, in this dream. But this one stood there and just made, I can still see it. And it's been 6 years ago now, five, whatever it's been, four or five, I don't, I've lost count. But it was so intense. And I come out of that and I shared the dream with my friends, my cohort. And I went into meditation that morning and I said, okay, I know that you're here as a guide in some way for me. Who are you and what is your name? And I instantly got a name, which is something I seem to be able to do. And then shortly thereafter, I've only actually, he's only visited me in a dream state, I think twice. Mm-hmm. But for Rob, he started coming through. And wow. Kale is our black wolf. And he began coming through for Rob just within a week or so, 2 weeks after right. I got back.
And visits me quite regularly yeah. now. Mm-hmm. And we have lengthy conversations. He gives us directions on where we should head, things that we should do, things that we should avoid.
Yeah, things we shouldn't do yeah. sometimes. And those are what I call, Rob doesn't like to call them dreams, but to me it's during the dream state. So the physical state of the body, it's the dream state, but it is a visit for Rob. So they're... It's so, I even though I can communicate in the ways that I do, I'm like, oh man, it would be so cool to have it in the way that Rob gets it. So even though our sex lives, our amazing transcendent lovemaking helps us connect in those ways, we still don't necessarily connect with our guides in the same way. And I think that's something important, because we can't just say, here it is.
Mm. So more after the break on transcendent lovemaking.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. You are listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network. You can share this show with your friends right now by sending them the link omtimes.com/mobile. So this is just a link that they need in order to be able to listen to this show. And it's advanced technology where you don't need any application, just the link. It's very convenient, and this is suitable for people who have difficulties with downloading certain apps. So coming back to the show, we have with us Dr. Robs and Janelle Alex. They are the best-selling authors of the book, or ebook or in Kindle, Sex Challenges, Sacred and Sensual Experiences for Lovers. They have also authored the Intimate Adventure series, Collaborate with Your Soul, Inspiring Couples in Love and in Relationships, and more. They have done so much work. You definitely need to check out their website, the Spiritual Peak Center. That's CENTER.com, or their other website, which is missiondatenight.com. Welcome back to the show. We were just talking about spirit guides, and it's really fascinating for me because you, for Rob, you actually saw the first vision during lovemaking of the trees, and then you actually saw them in real life later on. And that seems very much like what I experience when I sleep and I have a dream which I often cannot remember, and then when it happens in real life, then that's when I remember I had that dream before. It's what people call deja vu.
Right. Yeah.
So it seems like you're having these kind of moments even when you're awake.
Well, and what's interesting is sometimes his visions will be ancient symbols, things that he couldn't possibly have seen here, right, at least in this lifetime, and things that unless he goes and intentionally searches it out, he might not find it. So there's some really cool stuff there well.
And there's a connection, obviously, with our lovemaking. Because I don't get the visions during other kinds of play, be it oral or self-pleasuring or anything like that. I only get them when Janelle and I are together.
Yeah, intercourse.
Yes.
Yeah. So it has to be that physical connection and fluid bonded even.
Yeah.
And so that's quite interesting. And I can get those, but it's the visions I usually have to just allow and let them come in. So it's a conscious effort. And for whatever reason, for me, I connect in such different ways. I mean, I can sit here right now and connect. So maybe I don't.
It's the gateway for me. For some reason, that's the gateway for me to enter this spiritual dimension. And I'm very honored by that. I love my wife. I enjoy our life together. And it's just fascinating that that's the way that one of the ways that I can connect.
Right. And it's been interesting to watch other people have similar experiences. Yet, as I shared, as I know, I was like, oh, no, I think you're ready for break. I was like, shush, be quiet, Janelle. But I've seen so many others that we've shared some of the ways to try to achieve that and to see it happen for them. I say see it, but to hear them tell us later, to have that happen for them. And they begin to connect with their guides in such a unique way, as well as being able to have some of those amazing things that you can focus on. And I don't mean to get into the whole law of attraction thing, though I sometimes joke and say it's kind of the sexual law of attraction, just because we've manifested some amazing things by focusing on that. And then we use sigils and create those and focus on that image and that represents something we're wanting to achieve or to have in our lives or someplace we want to go. We did the you know, we manifested a move across the country because we're in Colorado in the United States now. And so there's a lot of, there's so much power behind merging your sexuality and your spirituality that it kind of leaves me speechless at times.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing this. I really appreciate how openly both of you are able to articulate yourselves and also talk about sex in such a positive way. I feel that both of you are really able to model this for other couples. and people who are interested in spirituality, and I'm sure a lot of them are because they are listening to this show, Om Times Radio, they would really be inspired by the two of you as models.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Do you believe that lovemaking is the best way to connect with your spirit guides, though?
I don't know if that's for everybody the best way. I think it's a great way. I think it's a fantastic way.
It's a fun way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think there's other ways that other people, you know, we're all unique. We're all individuals. So to say that this would be the best way, I think would be false to say that because I'm not everybody. It's one of the best ways for me to connect. But for somebody else, it might not be the best way. It'd be a fun way, like Janelle said, and an exciting way to do it. But
and what I find interesting is that because it is the best way, apparently, for Rob. And like I said, for some of the other people that we've connected with and talked to and taught it to. For me, like I said, I've been able to do it since I was a little girl. So, but recently, I wanted to say, but recently, one of the messages that came through from... Actually, I don't think it was from Kale. I think it was one of the other guides that came through. But anyways, it was during one of Rob's visits and that he received. And the message was for me that I needed to focus more on connecting and paying attention through the transcendent lovemaking. So it takes a conscious effort to do that. And since it's so easy for me to do it the other way, I don't always put the conscious effort into that. Mm. I mean, just honestly, just being honest.
Yeah, I think what happens is, especially with women, maybe I'm making some generalization or stereotyping, but generally women are just much more intuitive already, and we can be in dream states easily when we're having our periods, for instance, and we have a womb, so we manifest things very quickly. We are also lighter, and therefore I'm not surprised that you are just having a very different experience than Rob is.
So now you've made me curious, because now I want to look at couples even more and start to do some research on that and go, well, can the guys connect this way easier, or is it more helpful than it is for the women? So now I'm like, my psychologist brain is going here.
As you were talking about that, we so often, people talk, you know, that sex creates life. It creates a child. Mm. But we feel that every time you make love with your partner, you create what we call a magical child. Mm. Now, it might be that physical child that grows in your womb. Mm-hmm. But if not, there is an energy, and I know Janelle doesn't like me to say this, that there's an energy created when you make love. And that energy is what I consider the magical child. And it can go out, like Janelle said, and it can bring you wonderful things into your life. It's an amazing thing to send out into the world to help, you know, better our planet, our universe. It's the life force energy.
I don't disagree with Rob. I just don't think energy is created or destroyed. Therefore, I think it's just that you draw a powerful energy in and maybe make it more more condensed and versus creating it. That's our only disagreement on that.
Yeah, I come across the term sex magic, and it sounds like this is exactly what you guys are talking about.
Yes.
I learned...
Magic. Yeah. Aspects, and then there's some other aspects. So that's where we say we blend things that make sense to us.
Mm. And when magic happens, you know, it's not 1 + 1 = 2, it's 1 + 1 to the power of infinity, yes. They say it.
Yes.
So just tell us here, because you talked about transcendent lovemaking, what exactly is it, and how can couples begin to experience it for themselves?
I love this topic because transcendent lovemaking is truly there's a vast amount of experiences. There can be the experience of hearing God or hearing a spirit or a higher power, whatever you think, or maybe it's your own higher self, but there are people that physically, audibly hear. I mean, they really hear that sound and hear some voice talking to them. There's other people that can get the visions like Rob gets, or that I sometimes get. Rob has actually had like a video clip kind of play in his head. I think this only happened once for him. But and then we were able to validate because it actually was probably a different lifetime for him, and we were able to validate some fascinating things with that. But it could, others could be where they, and I've had this experience myself, where you feel like you actually transform into an animal. So maybe you shapeshift. And I have had that experience during the lovemaking with Rob. I've also had it during shamanic journeying experiences or shamanic journeys. So there's a variety of things, and, or some people just feel, and I've had this too, that utter sense of bliss. It's just so beyond our capacity of human language that we can't even express it. And those things can be amazing, but when you go, when you have it happen randomly and unexpectedly, there are many people that are frightened by it because of their religious beliefs or lack thereof. So when that happens, if they have a certain belief, whatever it might be, you know, but if their experience contradicts their belief system, it can be very scary for some people. So that's something, another reason that I feel so passionate about getting this word out and sharing our message and teaching it, because you don't need to feel afraid. And what you experience is just that. It's what you experience. Mm-hmm. And to accept it as something that can be used as a beautiful thing, even if it feels frightening, because then you can dig deeper and why does it make you feel that way? So it's about conscious intent if you want to experience it. Like I said, because there are those that have the random experiences and they're like, where the did that come from? And so to experience it consciously, there are breathing techniques. There are, you know, you get into a little bit of tantric principles and that can help you move that direction. So there's a lot of, it's just conscious lovemaking can help lead you to transcendent lovemaking.
Well, and I think, you know, the big thing, you have to go into it with an open mind and not expect anything. For me, that's the way I went into it. I didn't expect anything. I just wanted to see what happens. And to get away from that, like if somebody's listening to that show thinking that they're going to go into a transcendental lovemaking session and they're going to have a vision, might not happen that way for them. So the big thing is to open your mind and just receive what comes to you.
Well, see, that goes to my, one of my big beliefs, the big Buddhist principle that I love so much is practicing non-attachment. Don't be attached to what you get or how it comes about. Just accept it, acknowledge it, and move forward from it.
Mm. Yeah. So after this break, we will talk more about transcendent lovemaking.
Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
This is Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. And I am Martha. I'm with Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex. They are passionate about intimate wealth, money magic, sacred, plus sexy power animals and transcendent lovemaking. These are the topics that they are interested in, and they thrive on sharing these messages and teachings with the world. We are into the last quarter of the show. Welcome back to Rob and Janelle.
Thank you. I know, because we interview so many people as well, and it's so interesting to try to say other people's names. And I'm giggling over here because I'm like, aha, you've had to say Alex so many times that you got it just smoothly.
Yeah, I'm really not good with names, but I'm very good with faces.
It's okay. I'm just giggling.
So, I really appreciate you sharing with us the concept of transcendent lovemaking, and it sounds that it's just really all about intent and being open so that you are not giving yourself pressure, because when you do that, then of course you're not going to get any kinds of visions or impressions coming forward. So,
yeah, absolutely. And you know, we were talking earlier, Martha, that you have some dreams and things, and then sometimes they'll show up or have a connection to that. And as I shared earlier, I've had the prophetic dreams and precognitive dreams, I don't know, since I was young, a pre-teenager probably. But another thing that, you know, conscious lovemaking, transcendent lovemaking can do is it also helps you become more connected to your dreams, and it makes it easier to remember them or to recall them the following morning or in the middle of the night even. So it's just another piece that in that sense, I still consider that transcendent lovemaking, even if it didn't happen, it, you know, during the actual lovemaking session.
Okay. So when you're having dreams and you're not in any sexual activity, that would still be transcendent lovemaking?
If it's come like right after, you know, if you've made love.
Ah, yeah.
I'm glad you asked, because I clearly didn't make myself clear. But yeah, so if you make love and you have this beautiful transcendent lovemaking session, then maybe nothing happens where it's obvious at that moment. You're like, huh. Okay, but then it opens that gateway, if you will, as Rob was talking earlier, to be able to connect, and your dreams, it makes it easier for the dreams to come through, the messages to come through, whether it's via your guides or just the way the dreams come through in, you know, in some of those weird, crazy dreams we even get.
Yeah. And it totally makes sense, because sometimes we are still in conscious state. So when we are sleeping, we are just much more relaxed, and therefore they can come through much more easily.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to point out something too about the sexual energy and as it's created between the two people. One thing I think it's important for people to understand out there is that, you know, love plays a vital, important role in this. And that is the key factor that makes the volcano blow, if you will. Because, you know, without the love, to just have sex and try to do this, it's going to be very tough, if not impossible, to do that way. Just have it, the physical aspect of sex.
Right.
But you bring in the love, you bring in the care from your partner, you bring in your love for them. It magnifies everything. And another thing along with that is you need to learn how to find your pleasure in giving pleasure. Because sometimes you just want to pleasure your partner, or, you know, so often here in the United States, we're goal oriented, and it's like, you know, what's in this for me? And we're so worried about our pleasure that we forget that there is a beautiful thing right there in giving your partner pleasure and allowing them to experience these experiences.
And I would have to there are many, let me say it this way, there are many different societies and different cultures that, and of course it's that way here as well, but it's often hard to receive pleasure. Mm-hmm. So that's a practice in of itself. Even if your partner wants to give you pleasure, then you may have to learn how to really be willing and surrender to receiving pleasure from your partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are big messages that you're just sharing, because lots of people who come to me would say things like, oh, you know, sex will only be complete if there's penetration, or sex will only be complete if there's an orgasm, and if both of us has an orgasm. And they don't really get some of these things that you're saying, most right. people. Yeah. That well, it's about pleasure and pleasuring each other and having pleasure from your partner's pleasure. Some people don't get this.
Yeah, because exactly. we often tell people that lovemaking begins way before you even get close to the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you get up that morning, that's when lovemaking starts. You start interacting with your partner, and that's when the excitement starts to build. Mm-hmm. And you know, eventually it might get to the actual lovemaking part, but it might not be. And it, you know, it's all this wonderful journey, this wonderful ride that we're on with our partner and experiencing everything about them.
Well, and here's one that might mess with the mind. when Rob and I do an interview, whether we're on this side and being interviewed by wonderful Martha, or whether we are the hosts, which we do so often,
yeah,
it's like having a lovemaking session with Rob for me. Mm. Only, and it's similar. It's obviously not the same thing. But the reason I say that is because he and I have such a beautiful chemistry and a sexual energy that just surrounds us. And most people usually tell us about it, and it actually took me hearing it from many people many times before I went, oh, hon, I kind of scratched my head, and I said, oh, we do, don't we? But so there is such a blissful joy, and we have so much fun together that to me, this is kind of like a different kind of lovemaking for him and I. So like I said, it might mess with some minds.
And it really shows when one of us has to do an interview alone, mm-hmm. Which very rarely happens, but every once in a while it does. And it is, it's like there's a part of me missing when Janelle's not here and we're bantering back and forth along with our guests. So there is definitely an energetic connection mm-hmm. there.
Oh, definitely. I can sense that both of you have so much fun, not just on the shows that you host, because I've watched a few, not just your shows, not just being on this show, but I'm sure, you know, it gives us a lot of room for imagination, what else happens in your relationship and in the bedroom. And that really inspires us, you know. Yeah. We don't have models like you guys. And that's why it's so important that you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, and we like to, you know, even like we shared a while ago, Rob and I definitely are on different sides, if you will, on the creation of energy or the fact that we just draw it to us. But we love to be able to say, hey, wait a minute, here's an opportunity, everyone, watch. This is where we don't agree, and watch how we handle it. And so I guess we do consciously take that role model position and go, look, right. we don't get mad. We don't, he's not wrong, or I'm not wrong. We just are, and that's,
We can make love through our conversation too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the beautiful part about our relationship.
Mm-hmm. What would you have to say about people who are not in committed relationships? Do they always have to be in committed relationship and in love to experience this transcendent lovemaking?
There's absolute. I mean, though Rob and I are advocates of the monogamous relationship, we're not, and the committed relationship. We regularly tell everyone that we're not saying that that's the only way it should be. Mm-hmm. We don't believe you have to be married or you have to be committed or that it has to be only two people, because that may not feel right to you and it may not work for you. So who are we to say that, or anybody else to say that that's the only way it should be? And there are many, many examples and statements of, you know, that so-and-so had a transcendent lovemaking experience. And many of those couples that that information has come from, they're, for one, they're not necessarily always heterosexual couples. Often they are, but sometimes that can be a lesbian or gay experience. They certainly aren't always, you know, in a committed relationship. It might be a very new relationship. And another thing that I want to share with that is because I have heard some stories of people that have had these experiences. Maybe they, I think the one I'm thinking of, they had a past life experience together during the transcendent lovemaking. And then it what came out of that caused them relationship problems, and they ultimately couldn't handle the relationship together. But here's why. Because they didn't have anyone to help guide them and help work through those issues and figure out how to dig deeper. And so as much as we promote transcendent lovemaking and teach how to attain it, at the same time, we know that whether it's us or some other relationship expert or guide or therapist, to be there to help you get through those things so that you don't fall into a bad spot and your relationship fall apart.
Mm. So just as it is important for us to experience all these epiphanies or visions, yes. It is just as important to be able to process it in a safe way.
Yes, absolutely.
So how can connecting with our spirit guides and experiencing transcendent lovemaking help the entire planet and possibly beyond?
Well, there, as we've talked about before, there's an energy around your sexuality, your intimacy with your partner. I can actually see it. When Chanel and I make love, there's this green fog that forms on our ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see it trying to get out of our house. And I know when that does that and when it escapes from our house, it goes out into the universe and it is intelligent energy too. So it goes where it's needed and for the best reasons.
I'm going to pull this back to a little more practical for people because I know seeing energy is like, what? You know, not very many people know how to do that. I can't really see it like he does at all. but on a practical, think of that concept, the you know, dropping the pebble in the pond, the ripple effect. Or the butterfly effect, you can think of it that way. Because when you drop the pebble, though, in the pond, then the water starts to ripple out. Mm. And if this were in the ocean, it would just ripple and ripple and ripple, and it keeps...
Yeah. So we've come to the end of the show. We have to have you back.
We'd love to.
Yes. So next week, we have Authentic Sexuality and Sacred Kink with Lee Harrington. So join us on Eros Evolution next week. Same time.